Hello, Father Jim. I'm thinking at this time of year of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. Blessed are those who mourn. They shall be comforted. So I'm offering a little thought for those who mourn. St. Paul says we shouldn't be mourning as the rest of the world does, without hope to live by. I used to make a great fuss of the staffs of crematoriums and cemeteries and undertakers who make life, I hope, more manageable for those who've lost loved ones. They're the first port of call, really, for help. But sometimes I heard that at the crematorium, when people had no hope to live by, they do a trip down memory lane, as if the person who's dead is a has-been. He loved Handel's Largo. Let's play Handel's Largo. On one occasion, apparently, as the coffin was going through after the crematorium service, they played I Wonder Who's Kissing Her Now. You had to giggle in the face of death. They even had Once Knees Up Mother Brown. We believe we're lent to each other, that our creation really is to make heaven heaven for the Lord. Very self-centred to think heaven's been made for my enjoyment. We've been made for him to enjoy. And if one of us ever declined the invitation, he's going to have an eternal heartache, because Jim's missing. Jim's missing. Very special gift the Father wants to give to the Lord won't come to the party. Must be having an eternal heartache when people aren't in heaven with him. Of course, he doesn't use thumbscrews. We're not forced into heaven. It's only if we would like to be there. And if there's anyone in hell, they're glad to be in hell, and that's the hell of it. It's not we're sent to hell. Just we don't want to be loved by God or anyone else. It's so sick. It's so unnatural for a human being not to want to be loved by God. Because we're made for him, really. But in the meantime, we do have to suffer if we mourn. But there is hope. Another great American poet is Walt Whitman. I remember a film, I can't remember what it was called now, where the teacher was trying to teach this poem. Eventually he managed, to the outrage of the rest of the teaching staff, he managed to make it interesting. I hope I don't destroy it. It's called, O Captain, My Captain. O Captain, My Captain, our fearful trip is done. The ship has weathered every rack. The prize we sought is won. The port is near, the bells I hear, the people all exulting. While follow eyes the steady keel, the vessel grim and daring. But, oh heart, heart, heart! Oh, the bleeding drops of red, where on the deck my captain lies, fallen, cold and dead. O Captain, my Captain, rise up and hear the bells, rise up. For you the flag is flung, for you the bugle trills, for you bouquets and ribbon wreaths, for you the shores are crowding. For you they call, the swaying mass, their eager faces turning. Here, Captain, dear Father, this arm beneath your head is it some dream that on the deck you've fallen cold and dead? My captain doesn't answer. His lips are pale and still. My father doesn't feel my arm. He has no pulse, nor will. The ship is anchored safe and sound, its voyage closed and done. From fearful trip the victor ship comes in with object won. O exult, O shores, and ring, O bells! But I wish, mournful tread, walk the deck my captain lies, fallen, cold, and dead. I would just say that at funerals there may be flowers, there may be tributes. We may do our best to honour the dead. This will be as nothing as the bells ringing in heaven. The grand reception, the excellent wines, and the superfood that will reward those who've died and who've even given a cup of water to anyone in their life. Amen.